from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Tonight, 100.1 FM and 1020 KDK. So is Donnie Football on the sidelines. It'll be McKeesport and Thomas Jefferson. And Dan's visits with us are brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, integrity, LGKG.com. Segment we came up with Fridays during football season, remember a guy. Get together with your buddies on a Friday night, you crack open some beers, you start naming off random football players. Guy that just popped into my head because the Steelers are playing the Falcons Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bryant.
Mm.
Remember him, the kicker? Bald guy.
Matt Bryant, how about, can I have an Alan Rossum for the audience?
Alan Rossum.
Boom. This is what we do. Eric Pegram. Oh, yeah, he was a Falcon before he was a Steeler,
right, he
my
was.
Friend.
That's right, like 94.
Yes, he was. How about Terrence Mathis?
Jamal Anderson.
He also played both. Well, I'm talking about guys who played for both teams.
How about Van Jefferson's old man, Sean Jefferson?
Wait, that's Van Jefferson's?
Yeah.
Should I have known that?
The Chargers wide receiver.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, Terrence Mathis. I wasn't crazy here. One season with the Steelers.
Steelers at the tail end of his career. That's right. He did like the Joey Galloway thing. Remember him with the Steelers?
Yes, I do remember that.
So we are going to do this each week and bring on an old Steeler to chop it up with. And this week we have a Super Bowl champion on the line. He was part of a great team in 08 and had two tours of duty with the Steelers. Let's see what he's up to these days. Former Steelers tight end Matt Spaeth. Matt, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Hey, guys.
Matt, what are you doing these days? What are you up to?
I'm still in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm married a Pittsburgh girl, so I'm a lifer now. I'm a Yinzer.
Did you find her during your first stint with the Steelers or your second? Give me a story there.
First stint. It was the summer between my first and second year. First and second season, she was in between her junior and senior year. She's from here, went to North Allegheny, and we met in the summer, and the rest is history. And now, I'm here. Here forever.
Now, Matt, have you picked up any, like, you live in one place for long enough, you start to adopt the accent. Are you saying things like warsh or anything like that?
Needs paid.
And at
needs
downtown.
Done.
Yeah, anything like that.
No. If anything, my Minnesota accent still comes out every once in a while that people catch me, and that's kind of a hard one to let go.
What is Minnesota nice for people who have never heard that term?
I'll give you a great story of Minnesota nice. Our running back coach, and this is incredible, but his name is escaping me. A few years back, he before he came to Pittsburgh as a running back coach, he was in Minnesota with the Vikings for a long time. You guys might remember exactly
Kirby Wilson.
Nope, it was after Kirby. The running back coach right after Kirby. And he told me that a story of how nice Minnesota people was, because he loved to fish. He was driving up to a lake in central northern Minnesota and got a flat tire. And he said, not only did the first car stop to help me, but the husband fixed my changed my tire while the wife made me dinner.
That's pretty cool. That is actually, yep. That is very
now was
perfect.
The, was the dinner a quite hot perfect. Dish? That's like a big thing up there, too.
What is the hell's hot dish?
It guaranteed was a hot dish. There's what, no other way
that,
about it.
What's that, Matt? What's hot dish?
It's like a casserole.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
Well,
we call
you can make
it,
it with like tater tots and stuff like that.
Have you talked your Pittsburgh wife into making hot dishes for you guys?
She'll make the occasional casserole. I call it casserole, so.
Gotcha. Matt Spaeth.
I'm normal.
Matt Spaeth with us here. And relevant in to do something topical here, Pat Freiermuth gets a four-year, $48.4 million contract. If you played for the Steelers, won a Super Bowl here, and live in Pittsburgh, you're still watching the Steelers. So give me a take on Pat getting a deal with the Steelers. Your thoughts on him?
I'm super happy for him. I love Pat. I've gotten, you know, I never played with Pat, but I've gotten to know Pat pretty well. Obviously through our connections, but even outside of the game. And I think he's just a great guy. So I'll be honest with you. Anytime I see somebody get paid, I'm super happy for him.
How legit is the Arthur Smith effect in your opinion for tight ends? We know he likes to feature them. How does that in practice actually work? Is it just he lines guys up in different places? Like what's a tight end friendly offensive coordinator doing if you had to guess?
Question. I mean, obviously, I'm very interested in seeing, you know, these, you know, watching Sunday and throughout the season to see the new style of offense. You know, I went to training camp one day, but it's hard to watch when you're on the sideline and I'm, you know, running into guys, you know, the Ike Taylors that are still working and other players and, you know, Mr. Rooney and different things, Omar, and you're kind of talking. So it's really hard to like for me to sit here and diagnose and say, oh, this is what they do. I mean, obviously I know Arthur Smith's track record. And I am excited for a hopefully NFL style offense for the first time in a few years. Let's say that.
I mean, that's the correct way of putting it, Matt. It looks like Justin Fields and not Russell Wilson on Sunday because of Wilson's calf injury. Now, you were a tremendous blocking tight end, one of the best in the NFL when you played. Talk about blocking for an extremely mobile quarterback, a guy who at the first sign of trouble might want to get out of there and make yards with his legs. And we know Fields is one of the best to do it, Matt. He's got a 1,000-yard season under his belt. But just give me the blocking take when you've got a quarterback who can scoot around like that.
You know, it's give and take because a guy that's going to be moving around, you don't know where they're at, right? And there are going to be times where guys get beat and he makes them miss and he makes the offensive line look good. There's going to be times where he moves to a spot in which they are – you know, not anticipating, and he's going to make them look bad. So it's tough because it's, I think he can, you know, like I said, make them look good in some instances and put them in tough situations in others. I know that even just from running backs I've played with, and there were guys that I knew were just going to hit the hole and run downhill. And so I knew based on our blocking scheme, like where to block a guy, right? And then there was guys that always wanted to bounce it outside, and I might be stretching my guy out wide, and all of a sudden, you know, thinking he's hitting it inside, and all of a sudden here he comes on the outside, and there goes my guy making the tackle. And so it's a little bit of that. It can be frustrating at times because if you're being put in the situations to look bad, he's going to give him some explosiveness, and I'm looking forward to it.
So, and then there was Le'Veon Bell, who would just stand still behind you guys for a couple of seconds and then dart through a hole nobody could even see.
Crazy.
Which was always wild.
He was unbelievable. Maybe the best, most fun running back I've ever got to block for by far.
So let me ask you this, Matt, because this was happening last night. Ronnie Stanley, I think somebody else just threw a flag on him again for lining up the wrong way.
I don't believe that, by the way. I mean, I'm watching and I'm looking at him, and I felt bad for the guy because, you know, if you watched his inside foot, so he's on the left side, his right foot was directly parallel with his guard's foot or his guard's right foot. And that's what I was looking at. But his left guard was always down, hunched over in a 3-point stance. And he was, you know, in his pass sets a little bit more vertical. And I felt bad for him because I was like, this is getting a little bit ridiculous now. You know what I mean?
And then they're not even calling it on Jawan Taylor, who looks like he jumps a full second early on the
right.
other team.
How would you guys,
so in all seriousness, you're not playing tackle, but you're lining up next to them. How would you guys deal with that kind of, were there any points of emphasis like that that would happen from season to season? And how much time did it take for you guys to adjust to the way a game might be called? Or if you find out holding, they're going to try to keep, you know, pay attention to it early in the season. How would you guys handle that?
I mean, there's always new points of emphasis with every NFL season, and we would have referees come into training camp and talk through them. So we would try to highlight them, you know, pretty quickly. And it shouldn't take that long. I mean, we're all professionals, right? And so it shouldn't take all that long to kind of nip it in the bud. But I thought last night was a little bit ridiculous, to be honest with
Same.
You.
Same. Hey, Matt, I'm going to test your memory here. Let's see how well you remember some of the games you played in. I'll ask you about one specific one, and then we'll let you run. 10 years ago, so this is 2014 in December, the Steelers went to Atlanta like they will on Sunday, and they won the game 27-20. You played in that game. Give us something memorable from it for you.
I have a great story for you guys, and it honestly has nothing to do with football. It does. I actually got hurt in that game. I was on kickoff return, and I was like engaged with my guy, and I got just blasted in the arm, and I tore my UCL. That's like the, you know, the pitcher, the Tommy John. And it hurt like, you know, anything. And I played a little bit throughout the game, but it was hard to kind of like, I just had no pop or no strength. And so coming home, I mean, I'm purple from mid forearm all the way up to my armpit and swollen and different things. And so it hurts. And obviously I'm bummed, and, wasn't something that was going to keep me out too long. But that night when I got home was my wife told me that she was pregnant with our first daughter. So that's what I remember about that Atlanta game.
Oh, man. So now she's 9 years old.
Yeah, and my wife's got a ton of family in Atlanta, and they were all at the game. And so that's why I know for sure that it was that game.
That is so cool.
That's
I didn't know
instant,
that. I set you up. I put it on a tee. You hit a home run with it.
Yeah.
That was
no,
beautiful.
No, I mean it. Like, when you said that, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I got the perfect thing.
Hey, Matt, you're in Pittsburgh. What are you doing in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm raising my two daughters, and I got into real estate. So I'm buying and selling real estate and helping people buy and sell real estate here in the Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh, you know, greater Pittsburgh area.
That's cool. I'm guessing when they see a 6'7" guy, they're like, you must have played professional sports if they don't know you from your name.
Do you get basketball or football first if they don't know the name?
If they don't know the name, which is very common, honestly, and I always tell people I'm totally fine with it. I say, listen, when people find out, I'm like, I was just a backup. My claim to fame is I was Heath Miller's backup my whole career. But I've also lost 40 pounds, so I'm, Ooh. You know, I'm 6'7", and so I get basketball all the time. I get, you know, which is actually a nice thing for me because I don't shy away from it, but I don't not want to draw attention to myself. So when I'm at the supermarket or whatever and somebody says, oh, man, did you play basketball? And I say, nope, I wish I would have. I should have. You know what I mean? Like,
so
would have made a lot more money.
So you lost 40 pounds. Have you seen Hampton lately? He apparently has gone through the Alan Faneca transformation.
He's lost a ton, Matt. He looks great.
I have. Yes, I have seen him. He looks fantastic. A lot of guys, you know, like, I mean, have you seen Aaron Smith? I mean, he is. Yes. I mean, so I always feel like the big guys lose weight and the little guys put on weight. Not always, but it seems like the running backs get bigger for
the
some reason.
The cornerbacks, I think, get bigger. I'm not going to name a name that Pony and I both know that I'm thinking of, but some of the cornerbacks get very, you know, have gotten a little bigger after their playing
Last
days.
Time I saw Hampton is when I saw Kiesel, and he tackled me that night. So
yeah.
I got that
it
going
might
for
be
me.
That, like, you know, the big guys, when we're playing, we're always jealous of the skinny guys. And so when we're done, we can actually try to do it. So I don't know. Maybe that's something.
Hey, Matt, you've been a delight to talk to. Thanks so much for coming on, and enjoy the game this Sunday, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Matt Spaeth, remember a guy.
One for one on remember a guy. I've got random Minnesota knowledge, Pony.
Yeah, I didn't know about hot dish and Minnesota nice and whatnot.
Well, there's also a different version of Minnesota nice, which is like where they'll do a very sounds nice comment, but it's actually extremely passive aggressive.
Oh, crap. I just threw up my read sheet. Do I have another one
No,
here
I
for
have
you?
One here.
You got one? Okay.
I have one, Pony.
Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy. Temperature of 58 tonight. The leadoff show is next on Monday. We will have a full reaction to the Steelers-Falcons game with likely Justin Fields at quarterback. You'll want to be tuned in then. Malzi has a message, and then Jeff has it the rest of the way. PM team signing off. Malzi.
Yeah, thanks, Pony. Let's talk about goals. Hashtag goals, right? Everyone puts that, oh, these are my goals. So you set goals for yourself, and a lot of goals are pretty simple in a way. They're very clear-cut in terms of how you get to them. It doesn't matter what that might be. You just set yourself a goal in mind, and then you, boom, there you are. You're good, right? The weight loss situation, though, say you want to lose 40, 50 pounds. Say you really want to, you know, take the weight off. It's not as clear-cut of a goal, is it? It doesn't have a path, necessarily, that you can easily follow. You might try to do all these different things to do it, but then it doesn't work. You get very bummed out and disappointed. I know what that's like. I've got a suggestion, though, for you. Stop trying, start doing. Reach your goal with Awaken 180. Clear course to success, no disappointment, no guesswork, no trial and error, no medication, side effects, and I'm proof. Drop 35 pounds my first try, and it was simple. And that word's usually not associated with weight loss, but when you're referring to Awaken 180, it's exactly the word. Choose the simple, clear course to success with the solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.